Blog Talk Radio.
All right, already, amen. Let's go to church this morning, amen. Praise God. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. Victory is mine, amen. Praise God. We thank and praise our God this morning, this Sunday morning, amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Lifting him up, praising his holy name because he's God and he's God all by himself. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we come, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We just give you all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you for the special guest this morning, the Holy Spirit. Come aboard. Yes, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you move by your mighty power, God, in every home. Glory to God that's represented here this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, for the lost. I pray, Lord God, that you will move by your mighty power in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the gospel will go throughout the nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Now, God, I ask that you touch me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will pour out your anointing, pour out your power, pour out, glory to God, your authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the greater understanding of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I decrease, let the power of God increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will come out with authority and power, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray as I move out the way, let the Holy Spirit have his way. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. People of God, yes, Holy Spirit, I am super excited, and I thank you all for your feedback on the seven churches. Amen. Also, and it's been encouraging for myself as well. Amen. But today we are at the Church of Thyatira. The Church of Thyatira, the longest letter that Jesus asked John to pen. Amen. Praise God. It is. Glory to God, the corrupt church. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word of God, if you go with me, amen, to Revelation, the second chapter, glory to God, starting at verse number 18, we're going to read the word of God, and we're going to see what the Holy Spirit has to say about this church. Amen. It was such a blessing putting it together, glory to God, this morning and all this week, and just penning little things down, and as God, the Holy Spirit, has given me. Amen. So let us read. Let us read the word, and let us go into the word of God. The Bible says, and to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things say the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, he said, love, service, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. He said, nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. It says, indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. Verse number 23 says, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the mind and the heart. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now, to you, I say, and to the rest of Tyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the death of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come, he said. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I'll give power over nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter vessel, as I also have received from my father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is a continuation of our study on the seven churches of Revelation. The church of Tyatira was worldly, ungodly, and yet there were a few in it that kept the faith and were commended and encouraged to hang in there, not tolerating tolerance. The Church of Tyatira introduction, we are entering, as we say, praise God, if you look at now what's going on, that and we know that some of these seasons actually bypass, glory to God, the winter, the spring, and all that. But think about the summer, which means we are entering it in the heat of the summer, praise God. Reading the thorny soil, I was reading that, and it got me thinking of how we usually begin spring with great relief because of warmer days ahead. And if you are like many people with spring fever, come on, you go out on the first and nice day, and say for April and May, and we get flowers and flower beds the first week or two. We work that garden, pulling up the weeds with so much enthusiasm. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And the third and fourth week, while you're still maintaining it, you pull the weeds with little less enthusiasm. You know how it is when it comes to working. Amen. Praise God. During the maybe the fifth and the sixth weeks of the hot weather comes in, and the garden becomes more work than enjoyable, because now you have to pull weeds out and all those things you have to do. Amen. To keep this garden beautiful. And after that, you let it go for a couple of days and say, I'll get to it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. And then you look out of the window and notice your once pretty garden is completely overrun with weeds, just like weeds in the garden, that we just don't have the desire, the concern to pull, that will pull up, come on, and pull up and out anymore. Tyatira didn't pull out the weeds of sin and corruption begin to take over. Glory to God. If we don't labor to pull out and to pluck up sin immediately and persistently, it will take over. So last week we studied how the church of Pergamum was, and we warned about their worldly compromise, and they had a few weeds in their garden that needed to be removed. But what was just the beginning to happen in Pergamum, amen, praise God, had come into full bloom in Tyatira. As one person put it, if the church married the world in Pergamum, Tyatira, and we talked about that on last week at how they married the world. In Tyteria, they were celebrating their anniversary, put it that way. This is a church that tolerated sin, absorbed sin, and lived happily ever after with it. Sin? What sin? They don't see any sin. And a lot of times when we're in sin, we don't see sin because we don't think that we're in sin. And that was Tyteria. The Lord introduced himself according in verse number 18, saying to the angel of the church of Tyteria, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like the burnished bronze. And Jesus says that these are the words of the Son of God. This is the only time in Revelation, glory to God, the name of the Son of God appears. Son of Man is used to emphasize Jesus' humanity, but Son of God emphasizes Christ's deity. He lets them know that he has the authority of God, whose eyes are like a blazing fire. Piercing eyes, seeing their condition through all masks. Come on, Holy Spirit. And darkness with perfect knowledge. And whose feet are like burnished bronze. And bronze was the strongest metal during the time. So he lets them know that he sees them from a position of strength and holiness. We learn three things about the church of Tyteria. The church of Tyteria had potential. They had problems. They had a promise. The church of Tyteria had the potential. Even among this corrupt church, Jesus graciously finds something good to say about them. He doesn't flatter them because it's not good to flatter people. Glory to God, Jehovah and the Holy Ghost. We have to be careful about flattering. He doesn't flatter them. He encouraged them, glory to God, a few that were still faithful in their relationship with him, that they are improving. Don't you love the Lord Jesus? He lets you know when you're doing better. I've seen you, glory to God. I've seen you, glory to God, last year, but you're improving on this year, glory to God. He knows your deeds, your love and your faith and your service and your perseverance and glory to God, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. And Revelation 2:19, and then glory to God, after hearing that, you would think this is the model church. It shouldn't be our desire that our last works are better than our first. It should, glory to God, each day should be better than the day before. We sing the hymns. You remember those songs that we sing, just a little closer walk with thee. This is our hope and our desire. Every week we should be closer than the week before, doing more than we did on the first. Tyteria. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Tyteria was the only church out of the seven that was commended for their love. This church is not only loving, but they are growing and acting out of that love. And looking from the outside, this would have been an impressive church. They were growing, they was working, they was ministering to the needs of the others, and glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I leave this world, I pray that, glory to God, I want my last days to be best days. I wanted to, you know, they talked about Enoch walking so close with God that once he died, glory to God, oh my son, the Holy Ghost, it surprised the surroundings because he walked with God through Messiah. Yes, Holy Ghost. Before we praise them too much, let's keep in mind that you can find love outside the church just as easy as you can find love inside the church. I want to talk to us this morning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The church in Ephesus lost their love, remember? One can find love in some of the most unlikely places. And think about this. You can find love in the third world slums. You can find love and glory to God where you might expect nothing but pain and suffering. But surprisingly, there are those who sincerely care and love and help one another. I know it might be a shock to some people, praise God, outside the church. You might feel more love than inside the church. And look at the gangbangers and all those. They might hate the outside, but the inner gang, they love one another. They got each other back, praise God. And I'm not promoting gang, glory to God. But we find love in strange places, and glory to God, who grew up without families, but they found the family within themselves, and they may hate everyone else, but they do love each other. Even the police tells you this, that glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, it don't mean to diminish criteria love. But my point is that love isn't exclusive to the church. We can have a church that loves and still be far from the church of Christ's desire. Both churches at Pergamos and Tiberias prove that. There can be many, many good things that at least on the surface seem very effective, like numeral growth and warm fellowship and faith in God and perseverance, yet at the same time, evil can take root and dominate the church. Some might have said about the same church today, wow, the sky is the limit for that church, and there are a very accepting and loving church, amen. They love on each other, and just look at all the activity and all the people and all the growth, and we seem to have two extremes in the church, and the one that are strict holiness, doctrinally narrow-minded. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, perfectionists who are loveless, rootless, and offensive, and glory to God. Then there are those who are purely emotional, sensitive, sentimental, mushy, lovely, however you want to call it, absolutely no regards for holy standard whatsoever. Ephesians 2 says, walk in love, just as Christ also loved you. But in the next verse we read, but do not let immorality or any impurity be named among you. In other words, be loving, but be holy. Be filled with love, but don't be filled with sin. Don't let your love blind you to sin. In spite of all the good indicating the church of Thyatira had potential, in verse number 20 and 23 shows us that the church of Thyatira had problems. The church of Thyatira, yes, it did. Nevertheless, we have this thing against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misled my servants. She misled my servants into sexual immorality and eating of the food of sacrifice to idols. And Revelation 20, glory to God, 2 and 20, Tiberias was a wealthy trade town of Lycus River in Roman, the province of Asia, meaning Turkey. It was basically used as a shield for Pergamos. every conqueror that came to conquer Pergamus conquered Tyatira to get there. Their history shows that they were constantly being destroyed, taken over, and rebuilt, perhaps because it was the smallest of the seven cities in Revelations that it was easily conquered, or perhaps it was because they had no defense, had no military, had no strategy, positioning. But we read in the next verse, just like the conquerors who had their way with Tyatira, this false prophetess had her way with their church. And for the most part, she conquered it because there was no will to stand against her. Jezebel most likely wasn't her real name, because if you look at it, let me give you some background. Jezebel, Jesus gives people names based on their character. No one during this time would name their daughter Jezebel, because Jezebel was the daughter of Ethel, whom King Ahab had married, and she brought paganism to Israel. Why the king of Israel will marry the daughter of his enemy in another sermon. But we do recall Elijah, who exploits are legendary. A great prophet who called down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel. He took on the 450 priests of Baal and raise a dead boy back to life. And yet we read in 1 Kings 19:3 that, glory to God, he ran for his life from this woman, Jezebel, along with Judas. She was the most wicked, immortal, shameless person in the Bible. She would defile Israel at any cost and didn't care how she had to do it or who suffered to make it happen. She was thrown out of a window where dogs came along and ate her up, to the point when they went to bury her, there was nothing left but a skull, the palms of her hand and feet, fulfilling Elijah's prophecy of her. And here in verse number 22, Christ gave this woman the name Jezebel because she had the same character, and he gave her time to repent. And just like Jezebel of the Old Testament, she arrogantly defiled God to the end. Can you imagine the not doing what God wants you to do all the way to the end? She fought against God the whole time. And a proud heart makes a hard heart. And there is nothing more shameful than to see a hard heart defying the grace of God. This is where things get complicated. But interesting, you see, in Tyatira, there was many trades of bakers and potters and tanners and basket makers, dye traders, and Lydia, the seller of purple in Acts 16, was from Tyatira, and some suggest she could have started this church. Tiberia had a trade guide or unions, and the unions that we call today, amen, praise God. And each union had its own God, the little G-O-D. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. If you were employed with the trade guide or the union, you were in a religious group that was associated with immorality and hypocrisy. What do you mean, democracy? When I pulled up democracy, amen, glory to God, the pride parade came up, men with men and women with women and all unnatural things. They had their colors on, and glory to God, which they supposed to represent them, but they took the rainbow and put it in with what they was doing. But democracy is a habitual and unrestrained indulgence of lust and sensuality. And glory to God, there are several places in scriptures where the word democracy is used to indicate what we would today call partying. It encompasses several aspects of unholy living, and including but not limited to sexual immorality, drunkenness, and crude talking, and generally out of control behaviors. And this is what democracy is. And for example, glory to God, the Bible says that, glory to God, to give you an example, the Bible says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, and excessive is democracy. Amen. Praise God. For the time past of our lives may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in the lasciviousness and lust and excessive wine and reviling, banqueting, and abominable idolatry. And 1 Peter 4:3, lust is democracy. And glory to God. And not only and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, listen to this, and took his journey into a far country with glory to God, and there wasted all his substance with riot living. Amen. Praise God. That was the prodigal son, and the riotous living is the democracy. And let us walk in honesty as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in a chamberlain and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Glory to God. That's the democracy. Even envy and strife. Life is democracy. Come on, somebody, walk in the Spirit, that we would not fulfill the lust of our flesh. My God, goes on to Romans 13:14, goes on to the contrast of a democracy lifestyle with one that does not honor God. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ to make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In Romans 13:14, the idea of democracy is always used in reference to ungodliness. And Galatians 5:19, and there is no support to the scripture for Christians to engage in democracy, but those are all written there for us to know that God do not desire us to fall into the traps of the enemy. Don't want us to fall into the traps of this so-called woman called the prophetess, Jezebel, the linking us up with that spirit. Amen. Praise God. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Have nothing to do with the glory to God, the fruitless deeds of darkness. That's the word of God in Ephesians 5:11. Those who are filled with the Spirit will not live in that. Come on, that's physicalness. Glory to God. Democracy encompasses all that God hates. And it brings destruction into the end. Galatians 6:8. A Christian is one who has chosen. A Christian is one who has chosen to deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Christ. Luke 9:23. The lifestyle of carnal living and the lifestyle of spirituality are incompatible, and there they cannot coexist. we know that whoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. 1 John 5:18. I'm going to give you scripture. Galatians 5 says that those saved from hypocrisy exhibit self-control, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Galatians 5:23-24. Hypocrisy is a polar opposite of godliness. It characterizes those who do not know Christ. Those who are on the broad way that leads to destruction. No one who chooses a lifestyle of hypocrisy can also be a follower of Christ. There's scriptures. I'll give you that later. As Christians, we may complain about or think about the Christmas parties, the company picnics, and where there is offensive behavior or there is too much drinking, smoking, and cursing at the annual Christmas party and New Year's or just in general. But imagine belonging to a trade god that met attending feasts in honor of a false god and idols. See, they belong and then afterwards participating in the fornication and the breakfast orgies. And so there would have been those who participated showing up in Titeria Church. So what they did, they did what they wanted to do, praise God, because they belonged to this union, praise God. They was in, glory to God, just called into it, you know, praise God, and glory to God. If you think about it, they were seduced into it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because at that time, you look at the flesh, amen, the Titeria Church were a very dominated woman Jesus called Jezebel was not only defending idolatry and immorality, but was promoting it in the church. And sadly, a majority had fallen in line with her, apparently. When I thought about this word, and glory to God, it just made me laugh, because I thought about my husband. We went to church one day, and we was waiting for service to start, and praise God, and all the women, you know, they was competing against one another, praise God. And my husband said to me, I don't think that we was married then, praise God, but he said, man, they really working this aisle, glory to God, because you know the seductive spirit just going all down the aisles, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But for him to say that, glory to God, they really working these out, man. They was really switching around the place and bending over and doing all this. See, that's the spirit of Jezebel coming into the church, and we have to pay attention to the spirit that comes into the church. Amen. Praise God. And not only with the women, but the men, praise God. We got to be careful what's going on in the church. How did she do this? No one knows. She may have very cleverly, albeit demonically, reason to them, hey, it's okay to participate in those activities. Paul said, we live under grace, not law. See, and we have to be careful how people twist up the words. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God to be able to do what they want to do. So they twist up the scriptures. But more than likely, she lured them away by suggesting dualism. Glory to God. It is the spirit that conquers and the spirit that concerns God, not the flesh, because God knows the flesh has no good thing in it, but that's why he trains us up to know better. That's why he gives us the word to know better. That's why he tells us to fast and pray to break the spirit. spirits off of us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. After all, you can't change it. You can't control it. Glory to God. You can't control it. So what you do, so don't worry about what it does. Your body belongs to the G-O-D, the little G-O-D. See, she was manipulating, glory to God, the world, the devil, and your spirit belongs to God of heaven. People of God, we have to know, praise God, what are they saying? She's saying, glory to God, your spirit belongs to the little G-O-D. You can do what you want to do, and you'll come to church, amen, praise God. You can party down, praise God, break it down, drink, smoke, whatever you want to, cuss, whatever you want to do, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It's amazing what wicked things we allow in our lives with some twisted theology, rationalized, attached to it. She couldn't just walk into the church that was founded on the rock and say, listen up, everyone. I am the prophetess. Come on, Holy Spirit. And you are now free to participate in idolatry and sexual immorality. No, she had to slowly make sin seem normal. So you know it's just a part of her job, which sadly it was. And then once guilt came over them, purposely misinterpret scriptures to justify the sin. Amazing that one phony can do. Come on, people of God. Just one person was corrupting the whole church of Tiberias. But one is all it takes. Those indulge the bed of sin will be forced unto the bed of suffering. And Jezebel's children will die. That's what the word said. This isn't referring to her biological children, but all of her spiritual children, those who listened to her and believed her and followed her. It's not just a wicked tree that must die, but all of it, evil fruit as well. The church of Tiberias had a serious problem, but they were not without hope because the church of Tiberias also had a promise. The church of Tiberias had a promise. When we come to verse number 24, we read, now I say to the rest of you in Tiberias, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burdens on you. Only hold on. Hold on. Yeah, kadadadamosia. To what you have until I come. What an amazing grace that was. The only thing Jesus asked of those who didn't follow the false prophets was to simply hang in there. Hang in there. Come on, people of God. He said, I'm coming. Hold on. I'm on my way. He commended this group in the beginning of this letter and promise in verse number 26 that they will have authority over the nation. The Son of God had been given the authority, so authority is his distribution to whom he wishes. Just as in Luke 19:17, have authority over 10 cities, he offers reward to those who overcome this Jezebel prophetess. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Most Santo Holy Ghost. We think about the crossroad, the crossroad, the crossroad. We have to be carry of glory to God of that crossroad. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you get to that crossroad, you got to be so careful because you'll be in the height of everything. Praise God. And when we get to that crossroad, praise God, it can lead you to death. pathway can lead you to life. The church was tethering, glory to God, on going the right way or the wrong way. That's the crossroads. They had a choice to make. You have a choice to make, people of God. Glory to God. They could be following Jezebel in 22 and 23, or they could follow Christ in 24 and 25. Those are verses. History shows that this church didn't heed Christ. Warning, because this church fell prey to heresy, and they went out of existence at the end of the second century. Think about it. 1 Kings 18 and 21, it says Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? How long will we waver to, glory to God, two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. What does it say about a people when given a choice between two gods, that they remain silent? It says the same thing about Tyre, the church that tolerated sin hanging around in their church and ended up being their downfall. Make a point to pull those sins out as quickly as you can, or else they will take over the whole yard. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And if we do, Christ promised reward for all those who overcome the corrupt church, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So what did God say? He said, the church of Tyre, he said, wake up and strengthen and reaffirm, glory to God, what remains. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Of your faithful commitment to me. Be faithful to me. Strengthen what remains. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jezebel's spirit can come in all kinds of ways. Jezebel was the most evil woman who lived, pray most, Satorobo, Sando, Holy Ghost. In the Bible, she didn't care who she hurt. She didn't care who she stepped on. She didn't care. Glory to God. She didn't rationalize nothing. She wanted what she wanted. She came in like a silent snake. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But glory be to God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God has to open up our eyes so we can see clearly. My God, she came in subtle. She came in so slow. And that's what happens with the people of God. Because sometimes, amen, we twist up the word to fit our own actions. But there's no glory to God. God don't want us to do that, praise God. So she slithered on in. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And you think about Jezebel when she walked in, praise God. She had a seductive spirit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Anytime Jesus says, oh, she's like that Jezebel. She's like that one, praise God, in the Old Testament. Now she's up in this church doing what she want to do. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. She called all of them over there, praise God. She slithered on in. Glory to God. No more. Son of the Holy Ghost. She was like a snake in the air. Praise God. Oh, don't worry about it. You can still do that, but you can still come to church. It's okay to raise your hands up on Sunday. It's okay to raise your hands up in prayer and know that you're doing wrong. But your Jezebel spirit had to go. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, there's no sex on outside of marriage. It's going to hurt someone. Glory to God. And this was what going on in that church, praise God. Hi, my son. When I begin to read, glory to God, what Paul said in the Messiah, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Listen what Paul said. Paul says, do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deed of darkness, but instead expose them, exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. He said, for it is disgraceful even to mention the thing that such people practice in secret. This is Paul. Could you imagine Paul speaking on this thing? Glory to God. He spoke on it in Ephesians 5 and glory to God in 11. He said, it's just a disgrace even to mention the things that such people practice in secret. Glory to God. Glory to God. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light of God precepts. Come on, Holy Spirit. For it is a light that maketh everything visible. For this reason, he says, awake, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead. And Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as the wise, the sensible, the intelligent, the discerning people. Glory to God. Paul was speaking. Holy Ghost. We thank our God, making the very most of our time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the day are filled with evil, he said. He said, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtful, but understand and firmly grab a hold of what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless our God. Speak to one another. He said in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God and Father for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being subject one to another out of reverence for Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we have to be careful what we participate in. The church of Tiberias, they was gone. Jesus had such a blessing for them. He said, but listen, Tiberias. He said, wake up. Wake up. Wake up and strengthen what remains. So today, God is telling us, wake up and strengthen what remains. Hallelujah. Be faithful to the commitment to me. Hallelujah. That you may have the joy. That you may have victory. That you may have happiness. Hallelujah. This was the church of Tiberias. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. They allowed the little snake to come in. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. We cannot hide from Christ. He knows what is in our hearts and our minds. And still, he loves us. I want you to know that he loves us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The sin we try to hide from God needs to be confessed to him. When we confess to him, look, she didn't confess. She just did what she wanted to. Jesus gave her time to confess. But glory to God, glory to God, she denied him. She did not want to confess. She wanted to stay in her sin. And so what happened? And God said, glory to God, look at Jesus. Jesus said, you're going to be on your sick bed. They couldn't find nothing but Jezebel. Praise God. The hand, the palm of her hand, praise God. Nothing was left of her to even bury. So this spirit was still in the church. This spirit, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost. Anytime Jesus says, look what's coming, glory to God, watch out. Open your eyes. Strengthen what remains on the inside. Don't let the enemy come on the inside. And, glory to God, this woman could be anybody. We don't know how she did it, but she did it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She did it. She came in there. She seduced the people. You go over here. You can do what you want to do, and you come to church. It doesn't matter. But she did it. Praise God. But Jesus said it was coming there that was still strong. But what happened? The church went under. So we have to be careful. And when the Jezebel spirit comes in the church will go under. If we allow it to fester, we don't keep the garden. We don't weed out the garden. Come on, somebody, the garden is us. Praise God. The Holy Ghost. Whatever's on the inside of us, we got to weed it out. We see it. We know it. We confess it. Jesus said, glory to God. All you got to confess your faults before me, praise God, and I'll take out what needs to be taken out. And everything that, glory to God, that I have never planted in your life, I will uproot it, praise God. Hallelujah. We don't know how this woman did it, but she did it. Praise God. She went in there, praise God. And this is reminding, praise God, Holy Ghost, going back to the Eden. It reminds me, amen, praise God, of the woman and the man standing there, and she, glory to God, coming to the woman, and glory to God, thinking that, glory, my Sato Hoda, my son, the Holy Ghost, that she was the one, amen, to go to, and then the husband eat with her, praise God, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, but people of God, be careful what we bite, praise God, the wrong bite can mess you up, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, the wrong person can mess you up, be careful who tries to pull you back, where God pulled you from. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is the church of Titeria. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They allowed Jezebel to come in, to slither in, to do what she wanted to do, and she accomplished that what she wanted to do. Amen. Praise God. The church went under. Glory to God. Be careful what we allow. Amen. All the unfruitful work of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be careful of the deeds of darkness. One person, glory to God, can be assigned to your life to destroy you. But Jesus wants you to be blessed. We talk about the church, but think about our lives on an individual basis. What can happen in your life that the enemy knows your weakness? Whatever your weakness, that's what we have to pray about. Hi, my Sato Robo Sando Holy Ghost. Whatever weakness that you have, pray about it. Give it to God. Confess it to God. And the enemy cannot overtake you because God will be on the scene. The Church of Titeria. Amen. Glory to God. This day, we thank our God. Hallelujah. For the word of God. There's more. Amen. But remember, Jezebel was the most evilest woman in the Bible, they said that lived. She was married to Ahab. She manipulated, killed them, all the prophets. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They ran. Even Elijah, a strong man of God, ran for his life from this woman. Glory to God. See, it's, I always say, she wasn't so much after him. He was after the anointing. If I can bring down that anointing, I can bring down everything. I can stop him. So let us think about those things. Amen. Praise God. The Church of Titeria. Jesus said, wake up and strengthen what remains. What remains? And be faithful to me. Hallelujah. We give God the glory today for his word this day. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for all that he has done, hallelujah, in these churches. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if you've been blessed, but I've been so blessed getting these words. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And just to share the word of God with you. Amen. Glory to God. We talked about, glory to, thank you, Lord Jesus, the loveless church. And we talked about, amen, the persecuted church. And we talked about the compromising church. And we talked about the corrupt church. The corrupt church is what we just finished. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are we being served? Ask your question. Glory to God. What are we being served? Amen. Praise God. Be careful who's serving you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then we go next week. We're going to go to the dead church. Amen. The Church of Sardis. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, praise God, for this day. Amen. Glory to God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning on our Sunday morning service. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God for the word of God today. It was so much. It could be, I mean, this can go on forever. It was just so much. I had to come tonight, bring it all in. Amen. Praise God. And I pray that it bless you on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget on Thursday at 6 p.m., praise God, True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Idona Waters. Amen. Praise God. Tune in. Amen. For the service. Amen. It's been a blessing. We thank God for her that she's just pushing on. Amen. And giving us the word of God. Amen. We bless God for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And also, hallelujah, don't forget about prayer on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday with me. Amen. Praise God. There are some new things that's coming up soon. Praise God. We bless and praise God. Keep us in prayer as we Preach the word of God. Amen. For all the partners, amen. We thank God for you, you and you. And I just want to thank God for all the tithers. Amen. Praise God. They continue to keep this ministry going. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, glory to God, that God will continue to fill your barn, that you will be a kingdom financer. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask that you continue to bless us, God. Continue to watch over and protect us, Lord God. Shield us, Lord God. Keep our hearts guarded, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for things that try to slither in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to show us truth, God, through your word, God, that the word will marinate, God, in our souls, our minds, God, in our spirit, Lord God, that we will know, Father God, without a shadow of doubt when something is twisted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask that you continue to watch over our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Watch over our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all the ones, Lord God, that not good for our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Father God, that they will be turned back, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that nothing, glory to God, could come, Lord God, only the one that will build us up, God, and take us to the next level in life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will move by your mighty power, Father God. Touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for truth being revealed, Father God, to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood prevail, God, against all the works of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for lifting us up, God. Thank you, God, for pouring into us, God. Thank you, God, for empowering us on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless every tither on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will supersede, God, their seed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them more than they ask for, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they bless your kingdom. Glory to God, that you will bless them, God, as they water the kingdom, God, that you will water them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to say thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you, and we lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory with his seed and joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, world without end. Let us say amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a song for you. God bless you. Have a lovely Sunday and a week ahead. God bless you. Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within
get better.